Morning. Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25. Matthew 6:25. For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you. For this morning, we thank you that you bring us together to come into your presence. And I thank you, God, for your love. And I thank you that you care for us, God. And we thank you that we can come to your scriptures. And just pray that you will speak to us, God, and encourage us. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Good morning. So today, I was just praying to the Lord about, you know, what does he want us to, what does he want to say to us today? And I've been praying this morning, and I really felt like God wanted to remind us just of this passage. You know, my Bible titles it, The Cure for Anxiety. You know, the cure for our anxiety is to know that God himself is our Father, and that he cares for us. You know, in Romans, I was trying to look for the passage, but I can't find it. There's a passage, you know, that talks about, oh yeah, in chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32 in Romans, it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? You know, is this okay? Okay. The cross is where Jesus Christ proved his love for us. You know, the Father proved his love for us by sending his son on the cross. And now we can rest assured and know that the Father loves us. You know, he was willing to even give up his own son to die on the cross for us. And that passage tells us, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? So our cure for anxiety is to know that Father God loves us, you know. And as we learn to trust that he is a good God and that he loves us, we can rest assured that God's going to take care of us and he's going to be with us and he's going to lead us. Just Monday, Monday's our day off, so it's usually a wonderful day for me. Pastor Sam Kim and Kenny, and I was having my quiet time, and I was kind of journaling, and I was asking the Lord, you know, I was kind of journaling and saying, you know, I was doing a soul searching kind of thing. I was writing down on my little journal. He said, "Why am I doing what I am doing? You know, why am I a pastor here at SP, and why am I working for the church?" And I was kind of just, you know, asking the Lord to come and really speak to me and journaling these thoughts down. But then I got really sleepy, you know, because I journaled these questions and I was like, "Lord, you need to speak to me." But I was super getting sleepy in my home. So I was like, you know, forget it. This is not going to work. So I picked up my journal and I just walked out the door. I thought, okay, I'm going to take a walk. I had to go to a show later that day that Marsha was singing at, actually. So I didn't have that much time, but I was like, I know what, forget it. I really want to spend some time with God. I'm just going to go outside and take a walk. I didn't know where I was going to go. So I walked outside, and then quite near where I live, there is the Hong Kong Zoological and Botanical Garden. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. But I go there sometimes because I just like taking walks. And so I went, and as I was there, just praying in tongues and asking the Lord to come and speak to me, and I'm walking around, and then I began to see the birds. You know, there's a, what do you call it, where they have a lot of birds? Aviary. There's an aviary there, and I'm there looking at all these birds. And there is one particular bird that really spoke to me, you know. It's bright blue and bright yellow. It's quite big. It looks like a parrot. I don't know what the official name for it is. But as I'm walking around and I see how beautiful the bird is, you know, that's how God, when God began to speak to me. Just, he reminded me of this passage, basically. And for me, my anxiety was, you know, what am I doing with my life? You know, what's my purpose? Am I really living the life that I should be living? Am I really living the calling that God has given me? And I'm stressing out about all these things. And God starts speaking to me as I walk around, and I'm looking at all the birds that God has created. And some of them are quite amazing. There's one, you know, I think it's called like some crowned crane or something. It's got these things on its head, and it's fascinating. And especially this blue and yellow bird, and just how beautiful it is. And I was walking around, and there was another flower. It's red. It has a yellow thing in the middle. I have no idea what it's called. But it's yellow. I mean, it's red, and it's got a stem in the middle that's yellow, and it's kind of like a stick. And just the colors that mix together. And the way God began to speak to me was, you know, I know what I am doing. That's what God began to, you know, I feel like he was saying to me. I know what I am doing. Look how beautiful this thing is. And look how beautiful the bird that I created is, and the colors that mix together in this flower. And he began to speak to me and say, "Nate, I know what I am doing." And, you know, that's how we can cure our anxiety. Number one, we trust that God is good, right? And that he loves us. And we can trust that because God gave up his own son for us. But the second thing that we need to know is that God knows what he's doing with our lives. He knows what he is doing in our lives and through our lives. You know, he says, "Look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field, and how the Heavenly Father takes care of them." So those two things we need to hold on to. You know, if there's anything in your life that really worries you, that makes you anxious, know that the Heavenly Father, first of all, loves and cares for you, right? Peter tells us, cast your anxiety, cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. And also, secondly, we need to remember that God is omnipotent. Right? He is Almighty God. He can do anything. And he's the Almighty Creator of all things. So whatever you're going through in this life, you can trust him. Verse 33 says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And that's our calling as Christians. That's the third line Christianity, right, that we're all going for, that we're going all going after for, seeking after the kingdom of God, seeking to establish his kingdom upon this earth and seeking to see his righteousness come upon this earth. And that's almost a requirement. You know, we can't be living the life, you know, just doing what a selfish way, doing whatever we want to and thinking, God, yeah, just take care of me. You're a good God. I trust you. But, you know, as we really seek first his kingdom and put his righteousness first of all in our lives, we can rest assured that Heavenly Father is going to take care of us, and he knows what he's doing. He's going to lead us, and he's going to feed us, and he's going to make sure that our life is not worthless. You know, he's going to help us to walk in our purpose. So let's just close our eyes. Let's just ask the Lord to come and speak to us regarding things that worry us and things that we're anxious about.
Sing this song, Your Beloved. Lord, it was you who created me. Lord, it was you who created the heavens. Lord, it was your hand that put the stars in to your glory. your creation, and you love me as I am. You have called me chosen for your kingdom, unashamed to call me your own.
For our group prayer focus, let's pray for our church. Let's pray for our sanctuary, our new sanctuary that we're looking for. There's a possibility of us finding a place. I think some of our church members are negotiating and trying to find a good price for it. So let's just ask for God's favor that He would bring us to the best place possible for us. And let's also pray for our church leaders. Let's pray for Pastor Sam, especially as he is on his sabbatical in the States. Let's pray that God would really bless him and watch over him, his family, Lisa, Elise, and Emma. Let's pray that God would really give him rest. And I know he's got a lot on his mind, so let's pray that God would really bless him and help him to just rest in the presence of God. Pray for Pastor Sam Kim. Pray for myself. Pray for Kenny. And yeah, just cover our church. Let's ask the Lord to just be glorified in this church and lead us to the to our next sanctuary. God, we thank you. You're a faithful God, and you care for us, God, and you love us, and you are almighty, all-powerful, Father. We can trust you. I pray, you know, we just bring our cares before you as a church, God, you know, the sanctuary that we're looking for. I pray, God, that you will provide for us, God, and all the logistics and everything that needs to happen, Father, before we can move into that place. I pray, God, that you'll provide for us, God. Help us to raise the funds, and I pray, God, that you will move in a miraculous way. And I pray that our church will be a church, you know, that seeks after your kingdom, God, and your righteousness first. God, lead us and bless us, God, and watch over us. Bless Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam Kim, myself, Kenny, God, and all the leaders of our church, God, I pray, you know, as leaders, and that you will anoint them, God, and give them the strength, just the Holy Spirit indwelling in them, God, to empower them to live this life for you, and watch over us this day. God, we ask you for your presence to go with us, God, walk before us and walk with us, God, and we want to live this day also seeking after your kingdom, your righteousness, God, today. I thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.